charity the supreme virtue? Charity is the greatest virtue. Our Lord himself told the apostles during the Last Supper, "I give you a new commandment, love one another. You must love one another just as I have loved you. It is by your love for one another that everyone will know that you are my disciples." This new commandment tells us how we have to love others, as Christ loved us. The commandments of God's law can be summed up in two: to love God above all things, and to love our neighbours as ourselves. Love is the perfection of the law. Charity is the most important virtue for Christians, as pilgrims on earth, and it will also be our main task in heaven. In heaven there will be no need of faith, since we shall see God face to face. Neither will there be hope, because we shall have arrived at our goal. Only charity remains. Let us take a closer look at this virtue, the pinnacle and crowning of all supernatural life. Charity as supernatural virtue. Charity is one of the three theological virtues infused by God in our will, so that we may love God for God's sake above all things, and so that we may also love ourselves and our neighbours for love of God. Since charity is a virtue infused by the Holy Spirit and enables us to love God as he is, it is a supernatural gift. We will love God eternally in heaven with the same charity with which we love him already here on earth. Charity is diminished by venial sins, and charity is lost when a mortal sin is committed. To recover charity, it is necessary to avail of the sacrament of confession. We can grow in charity by acts of love of God and by acts of love of our neighbour. To love God above all things. The first and most important obligation of man is to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. That is, above everything. God has created us, he is infinitely worth loving, and he has loved us first. But how can we love God above all things? When we keep his commandments, when we are ready to lose everything rather than separate ourselves from him by even a single sin. To love ourselves. Loving oneself is part of the virtue of charity, but naturally it has to be an ordered love, seeking for one's soul and one's body the goods that are compatible with eternal life. If ever we were to love something that would distance us from God, we would not really be loving ourselves, because we would be separating ourselves from our real goal, which is the only thing that can make us happy. To love our neighbour. A Christian cannot say that he loves God if he does not love his neighbour. As St. John points out, anyone who says I love God and hates his brother is a liar, since whoever does not love the brother whom he can see cannot love God whom he has not seen. The reason for Christian fraternity is that we are all sons of the same heavenly Father, and as a consequence, we all are brothers. We have been redeemed with Jesus Christ's blood, and heaven is our common destiny. In identifying himself with our neighbour, Christ urges us to love him. Insofar as you did this to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me. That is why we have to love others for love of God. Neither empathy nor altruism alone measure up to the charity God expects from us. Christ's commandment includes everybody. It was love that Christ left us as his final testament. I give you a new commandment, love one another. You must love one another just as I have loved you. It is by your love for one another that everyone will know that you are my disciples. By his example, he taught us to love others in our daily life, with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. Loving others presupposes respecting their rights, but it also demands practicing the works of mercy, helping them in their spiritual and material needs. We cannot exclude anyone from our love, not even our enemies. But I say this to you who are listening. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who treat you badly. The Works of Mercy. Jesus Christ, in order to teach us in a graphic way how to live charity, taught us the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus is the Good Samaritan who heals our wounds with his infinite merciful love. When we practice the works of mercy, the traditional 7 spiritual and 7 corporal works, we become like him, feeding the hungry, teaching the ignorant, giving good counsel, correcting, forgiving, consoling, suffering with patience, praying to God for all, and so on. Ordered charity. Charity demands loving God first, and then our neighbor. As for loving others, there are some who should come first. Among our neighbors, there are some we have a duty to love more, precisely because they are closer. Parents, brothers, priests, teachers, and friends. And then come those who are in need of spiritual and material help. Concerning love of ourselves, our spiritual needs come before the material needs of our neighbor. Resolutions for Christian Life. Learn the works of mercy. You will find them in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Get used to doing things for love of God. Doing so makes our actions, be they big or small, supernaturally meritorious. We can gauge our love for God by the way we help others in deeds and in truth.